USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several people injured after a car drives into a group of bicyclists outside Parliament in London early today. An eyewitness telling the BBC a small hatchback appeared to deliberately drive into the cyclists and then into a barrier outside the Palace of Westminster, where the two houses of Parliament meet. Another witness telling Sky News,
I've seen smoke coming out of a vehicle, and it's all been like high speed, and then you've got the specialists coming in, specialist police, so it's been very, very dramatic.
A man was seen being led away in handcuffs by police. There are primaries today in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut. In Wisconsin, Republicans will choose a candidate to take on incumbent Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. In Vermont, Democrat Christine Hallquist aims to become the first transgender governor. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I wanted to
get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
The sheriff wouldn't charge him, but prosecutors have now charged a white man with manslaughter in the death of an unarmed black man whose videotaped shooting in a store parking lot has revived debate over Florida's Stand Your Ground law.
The victim's father, Michael McLaughlin, hopes for justice in the shooting death of his son.
I'm very happy that the state attorney did take a good look at the tape and made the correct decision on arresting Michael Draker. Again, I know this is going to be a long road, so we are up for the task, and we just hope for a good outcome at the end.
47-year-old Michael Draker had confronted the victim's girlfriend about being parked in a handicapped accessible space when a fight broke out, McLaughlin pushing Draker to the ground and Draker pulling out a gun and shooting him in the chest. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A New Mexico judge allowing bond for five adults accused of child abuse at a compound allegedly used to train the kids to carry out school shootings. He set $20,000 bond each. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
President Trump rejecting former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman's claim that she's heard recordings of him using a racial slur. On Twitter, the president says The Apprentice creator Mark Burnett has told him there are no such tapes, and he added that he's never had that word in his vocabulary. President Trump also calling Omarosa wacky and deranged. Her new tell-all book about her time in the White House hits the store shelves today. California fire officials say a firefighter has died while battling the Mendocino Complex fire. A sheriff revealing as many details as he could late last night, but saying they're still investigating the reason for the firefighter's death and have not yet released the identity of the man. Officials say that fire has now burned over 349,000 acres, full containment not expected until early September. And billionaire hedge fund manager and liberal activist Tom Steyer is putting up another $10 million to help Democrats win the House this November. He's hoping to drive voters to the polls by the idea of impeaching President Trump, one of his long-stated goals. He's already pumped about $110 million into the system through his two political groups, Need to Impeach and Next Gen America. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.